Oh, there it is. I couldn't find my notes. Put it all in place. Okay. This is a phase one convocation hearing for Anthony Merrick, ADC number 051614. As well as our board of executive clemency, and the board members present at this time are the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Louis Canales. My name is David Mill. I'll be the hearing aid. Mr. Merrick is 52 years old, and he is serving a very complex series of sentences as follows. In cause number 07201000536701D, the begin date is March 1st of 2009. This group of sentences are concurrent. There was a fraud schemes, which was classified as dangerous and repetitive. A 35-year sentence, theft, which was also classified as dangerous and repetitive, 25 years. And then he had 9 counts of theft of a credit card at 7 years each. They were all concurrent. Those 9 counts have expired. Then in cause number 072010007643001D, the begin date was March 1st, 2009. This group is concurrent with each other and consecutive to the fraud scheme sentence. Conspiracy to tamper with a witness, which was repetitive, 2 counts, 4.5 years each. Conspiracy to commit perjury, also classified as repetitive, is 12 years. Obstructing a criminal investigation, 6 years. Then in cause number 072012007403001D, the begin date is June 21st of 2012. That's conspiracy to tamper with a witness and it's a 1-year sentence. And it's actually concurrent with the last group of sentences. He also has a hold from U.S. Marshal's office. Mr. Merrick is asking for reduction of time served for the fraud schemes, which is the longest sentence, and the theft sentences, so that he can move to his next consecutive sentence, which means he would get about a 20-year reduction on the fraud schemes and about 10 years on the theft. He was convicted by a jury, and all attempts to appeal and post-conviction relief have upheld the convictions and sentencing. And according to the application, there is a current appeal in progress. Mr. Merrick's reason for asking for this reduction is that he believes he is 100% factually innocent. During the period between October 2007 and July 2008, Mr. Merrick and his co-defendant engaged in a fraudulent scheme and artifices defrauded several companies of large amounts of money by the use of credit cards and gift cards. During the investigation and court proceedings, Mr. Merrick attempted to influence witnesses, obstructed the investigation, and other violations in an attempt to hinder his prosecution. Mr. Merrick has a very extensive criminal history and has served 3 prior terms in Department of Corrections for burglary, 3 counts, for aggravated assault, and attempted first-degree murder. With the sheer number of offenses involved and his prior criminal convictions, his prior criminal history, and the leniency shown with the concurrent sentences of each of the groups, I do not see these sentences as at all excessive, but I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members. No discussion. In that case, I'm going to move to not move Mr. Anthony Merrick, ADC number 051614, not move him to a phase 2 hearing at this time. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Canales, agreed by Mr. Johnson, Ms. Rittenhouse, and that will end the hearing. Thank you very much.